Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Creche owners have been warned their state funding will be docked if they participate in the national protest over worsening childcare crisis ahead of next week's election. The Department of Children has issued a circular to childcare providers outlining the implications if they take part in the rally next Wednesday, which almost seems like blackmail. On the line is Elaine Dunn-Murphy, who is from the Federation of Early Childcare Providers. Elaine, shed some light on this. So for people who don't have an understanding of the funding that childcare providers would get, what is the funding, or what is the measure of the funding?
Okay, so I'll give you one of the schemes in particular. Okay, so I'll give you the ECC scheme. And the ECC scheme is 69 euros a week, 15 hours per week for a child. It's 4.60 an hour for the children, so that's 13.80 a day.
Okay.
Per day.
Okay.
So they're pulling, that's one of the fundings. Like, there's other schemes out there as well. They're pulling all the schemes, okay? Look, at the end of the day, there's not a lot we can do. I mean, one of the biggest problems here is before they sent out this letter to us all, we were able to go on to our calendar list. So we have to have 183 days calendar for our children, okay,
yeah,
per year.
Yeah.
So before all of this happened, we were allowed to go in and change our calendar and add on another day. So say if there was a wedding, one of our staff members was getting married and we had to close for that day, we would do a makeup day.
Yeah, an alternative day.
Yeah.
But they're saying now that they will not allow you. They won't fund an alternative day.
So now they're saying that they won't allow us to do this for the day of the protest, whereas there is nothing in the contracts about protests and not
or the reason, yeah, or the reason why you would want an alternative day. It's not in the contract. Yeah,
no, none of it. Here's the biggest issue.
It's almost like a bullying tactic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But the one thing that is coming out of this at the moment is, like, the minister keeps stating, she keeps stating this, that they are not our employer. So obviously they are, if they can do this to us, and they can take
away.
Well,
they'll hold you to ransom, so to speak, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge issue. I mean, they are our employer.
Yeah.
And they're holding us ransom to our contracts. Okay, so that's what's going on here. You know, why is she deciding all of a sudden at the end of, they're about to have a new election?
Yep.
And we are about to do a protest within a week. Why are we only finding this out a week before the protest? Why is she doing this now?
And point out, by the way, as from what I know, you can tell me the timeline if I'm wrong on this, the protest was planned before the election was called.
So it was, yes.
So
absolutely.
This is not some sort of, you know, kind of stunt by you guys. This was planned before the election was actually called.
That's right.
Because I think we talked to yourself or one of the other spokespeople.
Yeah, you did. I've spoken to you before, absolutely.
Okay, so to outline again for people who don't know what the protest is about, of course, this is the worsening childcare crisis, you know, the whole crisis around pay, conditions, and the fact that basically you just can't afford to run these operations currently with the funding that you're getting.
No, and this is where the issue is. I mean, they're not listening. You know, even any of the parties, they're going for election and re-election. Nobody's listening to us. I mean, they're running away from doors at the moment from us. Personally, I tried yesterday to talk to two TDs locally where I am, and literally one of them ran out the door, and the other one basically told me that he hadn't received any phone calls from me over the last few months. Now, I'm certainly not naming these people, but I was disgusted with the way I was treated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in particular, like, this is about the children and our staff and parents, and not having to put, you know, more fees on parents. I mean, why should parents take the hit?
They're already
again?
Paying enough money as it is.
They,
yes,
they
of course,
are
it's
paying
expensive.
Enough
yeah.
money. And, like, you've got to remember, we are the lowest funded in the EU. So, I mean, that's...
But a very responsible job, by the way. I mean, looking after children and the regulations involved in looking after children are quite stringent, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Like, people seem to forget. I work 11 hours a day, and that's no word of a lie. I work 11 hours a day. I barely get a break because I have to make sure that my staff get a break. If one of my staff come and somebody's sick, I can't get cover for my staff, because there's a staffing crisis out there as well. So it's not just about funding. There is a staffing crisis out there.
And why is there a staffing crisis? Is it people just don't want to go into the career, or it just doesn't pay enough for people to be involved in
it? It doesn't pay enough. I mean, look, I know one service recently in the local area where I am in South Dublin. She's lost a staff member to go and work in Aldi, where she's getting 14.75 an hour.
Right, okay.
I mean, that speaks volumes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know people are there and they're thinking, oh, they must be making a profit. Personally, I'm making a turnover. I'm not making a profit. In the last 5 years, it's only been a good turnover over in the last two since the economic downturn. I don't know.
No, I get the picture. You're not walking around with your pockets hanging out,
I
skint. But you're also not making a fortune either. You're making enough money to keep people in a job and keep the operation going.
Yeah, it's a turnover. I know on other shows that people have been questioned on this, but it is definitely a turnover.
It would be fair to say, Eileen, there are some of the maybe the larger chains that are making a lot more money.
Well, I'm sure they are, but I can't answer for them.
Obviously. Now, there are 1,300 providers are expected to take part in this rally
next week. And I would say it's going to grow an awful lot more now because of this statement in from DCYA. I mean, people's backs are up now. They're really angry that we're being treated this way. And considering that not all parents are willing to pay for the fees on the day, but most parents are. And the support we have on the ground from parents is absolutely outstanding. And I'm so grateful to all the parents across the whole country for supporting this protest, because they know and we know why we're doing this. It is because of we want to, you know, do everything for our children and provide such good services and that. And we're doing our very best with low funding.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want to provide the best service to these parents who are paying large amounts of money to have their children looked after. And by the way, and when we say large amounts of money, it's not that, you know, you're putting all that stuff and that into your pockets. There's huge costs involved, including insurance, you know, staff, and obviously having the right amount of staff or the right amount of children, etc., and all the regulations that go around that, including health and safety and hygiene and everything else. So it is an expensive business to run.
Absolutely. And the one thing that we have to look at here, okay, the insurance hike that went up. I mean, some services got a 300% hike in their insurances, okay? Now,
can you give me an idea of how much liability insurance is for a creche, say, I don't know what the average creche would have, 100 kids, 50 kids? What's the average?
Do you know, I don't have that in front of me, so I can't answer.
I'm just curious about, you know, what the average liability insurance would be. I'm sure it's quite expensive.
I think, and now I could be wrong, it could be 13 million, but I'm not sure. But like, that's how much there's payouts if for public liability, but I really can't.
No, I mean, how much you would pay in a premium per
year. What I pay in my premium, I paid 4,600.
Okay, all right.
Now,
okay.
Last year I paid 2,300.
Okay, so that's what you're paying out in your premium. That's so your premium is doubled.
Now, if we had grading of our non-compliances, you know, I don't think our insurance would be that high, because I did travel to the UK for 3 days when we knew the Portsmouth was pulling out of Ireland. And I went around, I got onto the Early Childhood UK and they helped me to go to a couple of places. And I went in and basically if we were in the north of Ireland, yes, they would represent us, no problem. But because we're Southern Ireland and we have no grading of our non-compliances, so a tea towel is a non-compliance, a pedal bin is a non-compliance, you know, so there's minimum to major, you know.
Are you not allowed to have a tea towel or a pedal bin? I didn't know that.
You're not allowed to have a tea towel anymore in your kitchen. You're not allowed to have a toilet brush. Now, trust me.
Why? Because it's just unhygienic.
I suppose
my mother had them for years.
We all have toilet brushes at home, and if you have 50 children using the toilet during the day, trust me, it's not pretty tight at the end of it.
How are you supposed to clean the toilet without a toilet brush?
Exactly.
What, I mean, no, I'm asking you.
Look, I have toilet brushes and the toilet brushes are remaining. Non-compliant, I'll take it.
I just don't understand why you're supposed to use your hand or something. I don't know. I just want to cloth.
Listen, we've had occasions where we've had to put the big gloves on and do that as well.
Ah,
so, you know.
Stop. So I don't envy your job, Elaine. And I'll be honest with you. I think most people support the protest next week. Obviously, there are parents who are going to be discommoded, you know, who have to go to work, and it's going to be difficult for them to get somebody to mind their kids or whatever it is. And I understand from a childcare point of view as well, you know, how owners may have to reimburse, you know, fees to parents for, you know, for the loss of a day as well. And I understand that's a problem too. But this idea that the government and the minister is turning around and basically saying, well, look, if you take the day off, we're not going to fund you for that day, and you can't pick an alternative day to get that funding back again, I think this is just bullying tactics. That's all it is.
Yeah, like, it's gone beyond a joke, because if we don't, you know, get funding and more, you know, funding back into the services across the whole country for every single scheme that's out there, we are going to have no choice but to put it on our parents. Mm. You know, and that is wrong. I mean,
I don't think that's an option for most parents.
It isn't. That is going to take women out of the workforce, very high-powered women out of the workforce, to be forced to come back home and stay with their children.
Okay.
So that's what we have to remember here. It's the workforce that's going to be affected as well if women are taken back home to look after children because fees are way too high for them to manage.
Okay, the lesser earner in the family, which could, in some cases, might be a man, but in most cases, you're right, it would be a woman.
And it'll be a knock-on effect then for their the way they live their lives as well, and their family. And, you know, so it's not just, there's a whole vicious circle going on here. And that's what people need to realise.
All right. Well, look, we wish you the best and we wish you the best success at the protest last week. I hope everybody supports you and I hope all the childcare workers support you as well. I hope all the operations that are out there will support the protest and I hope the minister cops on to herself.
Please, all right. Thank you so much, Niall. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. That's Elaine Dunn, who, Dunn Murphy from the Federation of Early Childcare Providers.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.